We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hi!
Happy Thursday!
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday. Just listen to that Larger Than Life from the Backstreet Boys reminding me. I want to tell you guys about AJ McLean. I know how much you love the Backstreet Boys, Sarah. Did you see AJ's video?
Of what? No, I guess not.
Tell me more.
So I thought this was really cute. You know what's really cool about all this Zoom and everybody getting online and doing all these videos and stuff is we're seeing their families.
Yeah.
And I just love that aspect of this because I love seeing behind the curtain people's homes and people's families. And AJ was always a bad boy in Backstreet Boys, but it kind of softens the tone when his little girls come out.
It's hard to be cool in front on Zoom. You know what I mean? Like if you were hard and cool and like something like a kid walks up, it's like it makes you human.
Yeah.
It makes you larger than life.
Well, he did a video called Wild World, old school, you know, that, oh, baby, it's a wild world.
Yeah, that's the only part of the song I know, but I know what you're talking about.
He did a cover for First Responders, which was really cool, but then he brought in his girls to do it. And it's so sweet.
I want to take a minute to thank so many people, our first responders, doctors, nurses, people that work at grocery stores helping us get food, police officers, firemen, everyone that's helping to get through this. We can do this. One love. God bless you guys. Let's all stay together and let's beat COVID-19, y'all. God bless you guys.
Come on.
Let's do this. Come on.
Yeah. Ooh, baby, it's a wild world.
See how funny how many women would have given anything for AJ. You know, how sexy he was and maybe still is.
He's my favorite, I
think. Is he really?
Well, here's the thing. He wasn't leading up to the time that I met the band, and then he was really cool, and he looks like he's really not cool. Like, you know what I mean? Because he's just tatted up and looks like the rough, like, guy, you know?
Well, he's the bad boy.
Yeah, but the bad boy was the nicest guy in the world.
But when you see his two kids, they're just like, that's dad.
Wait, hold up. You're saying that you think girls back in the day, like, would have done anything for him when we were all teenagers? Was he the sexy one? Did I miss out?
You didn't like AJ back in the day, bad boy?
I thought it was all Brian and Kevin, and Nick Carter was the sexy one.
Kevin could have been your dad. He was the old one.
But Nick Carter was the one, right? Did I miss out?
Not for me.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know we were going to have Backstreet Boys chat at 6 a.m.
Hey, this is good. I like it.
So, no, I don't think Nick Carter was a sexy one, and Kevin was the old one.
Ooh, Nick Carter was the safe one.
He was the...
Nick Carter was not the safe one.
He looks it.
No, he was never the sexy one, Nick Carter.
Nick Carter?
No, not to me. No, he was the kind of bubblegum boy. He was the young one.
Brian was the bubblegum to me.
And then Kevin was the old guy. AJ was a sexy. First of all, it doesn't matter who you are. Even if you're Howie, you're still sexy if you're in a boy band.
And that's the thing.
Okay?
Everyone finds sexy different in the
right.
band. And this is like a buffet back in the day. You had
a little something for everyone.
But there
every boy band member had a specific rule. And
exactly,
I just was like, was he the sexy one?
No, what I'm saying is there are a lot of women. There is that fragmented section of the female population that are attracted immediately to the bad guy.
Yes.
Right? And for people who like boy bands and have that mentality, then you are all about AJ.
Who was the bad boy in NSYNC?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, Joey Fatone sort of was, but who else was that?
Chris Kirkpatrick, maybe.
Chris Kirkpatrick was the friend that came along that you couldn't shake.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
hey guys, you mind if I tag along?
No offense to AJ, but there was a day where he was the Chris Kirkpatrick back in the day of Backstreet.
I mean,
y'all, he used to look a little crazy, and then he got real cool.
Who?
AJ.
AJ.
But AJ has always been the bad boy of the band, though.
Always.
He was, I mean, when they were, like, when his job was posted online, it said, we need a bad boy. And then, and then he was your Phil.
100%.
That was your bro. I mean, dude, no one else can be the bad boy in the band.
There's always a bad boy.
Who's but, I'm still trying to figure out the bad boy in NSYNC.
There was no bad boy in NSYNC.
I'm Googling NSYNC bad boy, and I'm going to tell you who pops up. Okay, you ready?
Okay, please do.
Here we go. NSYNC bad boy. Oh, JC.
JC was no way.
Fake news.
No way.
False.
No way.
NSYNC, JC, the bad boy. I don't know. That's a good question. If I looking at this picture, I would kind of say that JC might be the bad boy. Joey Fatone would be the bad boy, but like he would just have like a whoopee cushion and make fart noises.
I was just about to say, he's the prankster bad boy.
Coming up next, y'all, we got some happy stories to get you through this Thursday after Billie Eilish here on Mix.
Booker, so, Alex,
hey.
And Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
Did y'all hear? I think we talked about it, so I would hope that you would hear, but half the time I don't know that anyone is listening. Did you hear about the ice cream shop at Cape Cod that had to shut down a day after reopening because of customers that were getting out of control?
No. But I imagine, so is Cape Cod in Florida?
No, it's in Massachusetts. No.
Oh, it sounds fancy. Okay, yeah.
I was thinking of Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of the beaches reopening in Florida and it getting crazy and thinking it expected. Okay, so no, I have not heard the story.
So this is an ice cream shop in Cape Cod. It's up in the Northeast. And they shut down a day after they reopened because customers were out of control. Well, the owner started a GoFundMe for a 17-year-old employee who was verbally abused.
Dang, that's awful.
People have already donated tens of thousands of dollars for her college fund.
Nice. One of my best workers quit yesterday. The word she was called and the language, you wouldn't even say in a men's locker room. And to say it to a 17-year-old kid, they should be ashamed of themselves. Now I open the doors to a whole new world with gloves and masks and we're running around like chickens. But people don't, they're like, where's my ice cream? I'm not a trauma center. It's ice cream. They have no clue how to respect other human beings.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's really amazing the stories that we hear of people who are recovering from coronavirus. Yesterday, we told you two amazing stories about a husband and wife that were both in recovery and both in the hospital. Then there was a 54-year-old guy who had a 1% chance of surviving, and he was able to overcome and is now in recovery. Well, y'all, now we have a new person who has survived COVID-19. She is the world's oldest person now to survive the coronavirus. She is a 113-year-old woman.
Wow, good for her.
In Spain. Can you believe that? She also beat the Spanish flu as a kid.
My gosh.
Crazy. And finally, Qatar Airways is giving 100,000 free plane tickets to healthcare workers in countries all around the world so they can take a vacation when this is all over.
They're fancy, too.
Fancy.
Good for them.
Amazing stories. Put a little smile on your face today, and we're happy to send them to you. Just text HAPPY to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Executives from MGM Resorts unveiled a 7-point safety plan to reopen its hotels and casinos. Just 7? Their entire business model is seniors touching the same slot machine, blowing on dice, and ignoring the sneeze guard at the buffet. MGM's safety plan should look like infinite jest.
Well, our social lives are totally different than they were just a few months ago. And a new survey asked people what social things they miss the most from life before the pandemic. You want to know what the top five are?
Please. And I'm pretty sure mine are the top five as well.
Well, number five is definitely for sure you, Alex Franco, being the barfly. That's what my mom asked. She wasn't like, how's Alex doing? She was like, how is Alex doing that the bars are closed?
That's funny. Is number five miss going to bars? Because I miss so much. I would go to any bar right now. I would die just to go sit on a bar stool and at a, like a bar and just put my arms down and just talk with whoever.
Wouldn't it be nice if the outdoor bars were open? Like, we live in South Austin, Moon Tower, South Austin Beer Garden. I'm sure there are a lot of those type of places in Round Rock where you live, Sarah. But just being able to go hang out outside.
You remember when I said to both you guys, Booker and Sarah, that I hate being in a patio in Austin, even though it's gorgeous and everyone loves it? I would
You'll take that right now in a heartbeat, bro.
I would love me a patio.
It's a lot easier to social distance. Plus, being outside, I think, is a little bit more safe than being inside.
Yeah.
So, you can't have bars open because people get wasted, and then they're not going to socially distance.
Oh, that's true. Because you know what, bro? I never thought of this, but I'm the hugger, man. When I get all like buzzed, I'm like, I love you, man. I love you. And then, you know, I want to get an Uber or Lyft to get home, and then I'm not social distancing with that driver unless they have a big old vehicle.
I mean, the beginning of the night, you have nothing but great intentions, but a few in, and you're like, oh, man.
Good point, Sarah.
Having date nights is number four. I do miss that.
Yeah. I didn't have many of them with my wife, and that's one thing we took for granted because we just kind of hung out at home, you know, and just went out on our own. But damn, I wish we could have a date night right now.
You guys never had date nights,
did you?
We had
like once a month. And it's like, again, going back and looking at it, I wish I would have been doing more date nights because look at where we're at now. Who knows when we're going to have a date night? Because then you have to have a sitter, and then it's a sitter coming in that you don't know where they've been. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, it's a mess.
Number three, hugging.
Going back to what Sarah said, getting all drunk and being huggy.
As I mentioned before, there is a festival, as there is for everything here in Central Texas, just outside Fredericksburg in Lukenbach. It's called Huggin' Fest. You might as well cancel that for the next 10 years, right?
Nobody's sure.
going there.
Ain't nobody going to be going to Huggin' Fest. Number two, celebrating big milestones with friends and family.
You know what? I actually think that milestones have been more special during this time of quarantine because instead of just being like, hey guys, so-and-so's having a birthday and everybody just shows up to the bar and takes a shot or whatever. Or even for my parents, my mom celebrated a birthday. Like, it was so much more special this year. Like, for my mom's birthday, we FaceTimed her. We would never have done that. And we sent her a meal from a fancy restaurant. We would have never done that. And, you know, just we had my stepdaughter's 16th birthday. It was so much more special because we had to get creative. You look at all these kids that have had these drive-by birthday parties, and I swear way more people are showing up to that than would have showed up to their actual birthday. And
well, that's true, because we have nothing else to...
Yeah, but it's cool to look down the street and see like 100 kids lined up waiting to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, there's something cool about this. Again, there's nothing really cool about the coronavirus, but there's something cool about like you can still connect and you're connecting with more people than you ever had before.
All right, very good point.
That's the one little thing, though. But I did miss like my mom touching her and hugging her on
Mother's Day. Yes, and finally having face-to-face interactions. That's the best. Just being there in front of people.
It's like nobody wants to talk to anyone right now. Booker, have you experienced like going to like a grocery store and like just Booker, I know for you, for one, you are a guy that looks someone in the eye and like says, hey, how you doing?
Sure.
Or you hold the door for them. You have a mask on now in public and they don't really see the smile.
Yeah.
And you're not holding the door because no one wants to touch a door you just touch. I mean, is that the vibe you're getting from
people? Yeah, for sure.
It just sucks, man.
Well, for better or for worse, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, my best friend who lives in Kansas City is getting on a plane in a couple of weeks, and he's going to come down here. Even if we don't do anything, he just wants to be with me. You know, like we just long
in
for
what
that
way
interaction. Any way we can be together, honey. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. And just in case you haven't done so already, I want you to text SILVER to 51993 so you play along with this, okay? Text SILVER.
Is that us
51993. Is it what, Sarah?
Do Alex and I need to text
Silver? Yeah, we're playing along, right?
No, you don't need to text it because we're going to do it right now. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. We're going to play a little game called Silver or Not. Okay. Do you prefer these actors with normal hair?
This is going to be fun.
Or as a silver fox? We're going to start off with Pierce Brosnan.
Ooh.
Pierce Brosnan. Old school Pierce Brosnan or silver haired fox Pierce Brosnan? Sarah loves old men.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling she's going to say silver haired fox for every single one of these guys. But Sarah, talk to me. Young Pierce or silver haired fox Pierce?
Silver fox.
Yeah, I'm going Silver Fox, bro. He looks good.
The majority of people say the younger Pierce Brosnan is 67%.
Let's not forget, though, remember he was doing a bunch of stuff here in Austin, and he was on Lady Bird, like, running, and he turned into, like, Colonel Sanders with that silver hair at that one point.
All right.
That
was too much. George Clooney, what do you think? Old school George Clooney or silver hair Fox George Clooney?
George Clooney was nothing when he was younger and on ER.
Yep.
Way better now.
With Sarah.
Silver Fox, 89% of people agree with you. All right, Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Old school Jeff Goldblum or Silver Fox Jeff Goldblum?
For me, there was something very sexual and sensual when Jeff Goldblum had the drop of water on his hand in Jurassic Park.
Dude.
That, like, I know. It's so old school Jurassic Park Jeff Goldblum.
For me, there was something sensual when I saw Jeff Goldblum as a silver fox on an Apartments.com commercial. And I'm going the silver hair.
Sarah wants to be Jurassic Porked by the old school Jeff Bloom.
Jeez, and?
And 58% of people say Silver Fox Jeff Goldblum.
Wow.
I understand.
All right, now this is a tough one for me because he is people's sexiest man alive, and he's sexy either way. But do you like old school Idris Elba or silver hair Fox Idris Elba? To this is not even a competition.
Really?
What would you choose?
100% old school Idris Elba. When I see him now and all these, because, you know, obviously he had coronavirus, so he's been making the rounds on Zoom, and he's all grayed, and I don't like it.
See, I like gray him.
I would say that he looks basically the same in this picture from when he was younger to older. He's really not aged, except for a little bit
of gray. He looks 20 years older with gray.
Sarah, yes, he
does. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I think he looks the same.
He's young, cool dude. Pre-gray, he's old dad post-gray.
Dude, that's funny you say that, because if you look at him side by side, it's like, oh my God, that's Idris Elba's dad.
That's his dad, yes.
Whatever.
Seriously.
All right, I'm going to say younger, all right?
All right.
59% of people say younger. Okay, here we go. McDreamy. Old school Patrick Dempsey, gray hair Patrick Dempsey.
Ooh, man.
Ooh, that's tough, but you know, he was so goofy when he was younger.
Yeah. But was he McDreamy when he was younger?
Can he be McDreamy with gray hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who he is.
Towards the end.
He's McDreamy gray hair, older.
Silver Fox.
Totally.
Silver Fox.
Oh, that's close. That's like right on the line. 54% of people say younger Patrick Dempsey.
Wow.
What about Steve Carell?
Oh, this is good.
It's a really good one.
He looks so much better now. I mean, like, hands down.
Yeah. Do you agree, Alex?
Yes, dude. I was just like, I forgot who I was just telling that. I was like, oh my gosh, Steve Carell looks so much better now. Oh, it was during John Krasinski's, like, bringing all the office people back for that Zoom wedding or digital wedding. Yes, bro. Steve Carell, great. I never thought in my life I'd say, but he looks so good.
All right, we're doing the a better old school or better as a silver-haired fox. Text SILVER to 51993 and take this BuzzFeed poll. I'm going with silver-haired fox for Steve Carell. 85% of people agree.
Wow.
Overwhelming. Okay, Josh Duhamel, no sir with the silver fox.
Wait, you don't think so?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
Las Vegas days when he started with Fergie, that's when he was the hottest.
All right.
I like
him now.
No, I like him now, too. The only reason why is because he was making the rounds doing media talking about it. Remember, he was in that Tupac movie on Netflix. He was one of the cops just recently, and he has his gray hair. And he looked cool doing his interviews, like dressing the way he was with that silver hair on the side. I was like, dang. I was like, I hope I look like that when I get gray hair.
Make no mistake about it. The guy could do no wrong.
Right.
He's just born to be attractive.
Yeah, younger silver, bro. He's hot.
Younger non-silver. Is what I say.
Uh-huh.
The old school Josh Duhamel, come on, man. I'm saying younger, and 73% of people disagree.
Wow.
The majority of people love the new silver fox, Josh Duhamel. All right, so we had McDreamy. Now we have McSteamy. Old school Eric Dane or new school Eric Dane?
This is going to sound terrible.
Oh, boy.
But, okay. He came to Austin last summer for the ATX Television Festival. And he rolled up in, I don't know, a Hawaiian shirt that he probably has owned for 50 years.
Dude.
And I'm going old school, Eric Dane, all the way. Because
new school's just lazy.
Yeah.
I totally agree, and that's got to be right. 71% of people say younger Eric Dane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mark Ruffalo, he plays the Incredible Hulk. Do we like him better back in the day or now with silver hair?
Oh, he's much cuter now. He was cute, but now he's distinguished.
I like him younger, and the majority of people agree. 81%!
Man.
Younger Incredible Hulk. Again, text SILVER to 51993 and take this poll for yourself.
By the way, Alex,
mm-hmm.
I really wish you would let some gray come into your beard because I would like to see what you look like. I know you color it with Just for Men, so
well, let me explain it.
Oh, throw on that shade.
No, let me explain it. I don't color the whole thing. I have a little patch on the right side, a little small circle that's gray, and it just looks dumb if I don't color it in. And I just drop a little bit in there. I'll tell you what, Sarah. When I become full gray, I will leave it. Because that's when it's
that's
obvious.
That's distinguished.
Yes. And it's like, come on now, who are you trying to hide here?
Alex is just trying to cover up that Cruella DeVille look.
True. His current record is 1,403 wins with just 122 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Marie. Marie lives in South Austin, makes the commute to downtown Austin where she works in a hotel industry. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Marie!
Hey.
Hello.
Hey there. All right, I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be right back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win. So good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Marie, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Here we go. Mark Zuckerberg is 36 years old today. He started what online company?
Facebook.
Okay, Disney Plus will have a filmed version of the original Broadway production of Hamilton on July 3rd. They originally planned on releasing it theatrically in October of next year, so they're giving it to us real early. Leslie Odom Jr. played what character that shot Hamilton?
I have no idea.
Okay. Yesterday was Top Gun Day. Didn't know that was a thing. What actor plays Maverick?
Tom Cruise.
All right. What is the name of the singer whose real name is Abel Tesfaye? He's known for crazy hairstyles and dating Selena Gomez as well.
I have no idea.
Okay. And finally, at just 16 years old, she is the most followed person on TikTok with over 52.5 million followers. She was even on Jimmy Fallon. What is her name? I'll go with the first is good.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker! Hey.
How'd it go?
She got 2.
All right.
Okay.
I can do it.
Mark Zuckerberg is 36 years old today. He started what online company?
Do you really think anybody's going to get this one wrong?
Well, you know what? There are some that are hard, so I wanted to make sure everybody felt
good
about
at least
one right. So, you know what?
I got you.
In your face.
All right. Facebook for sure.
Yes. Disney Plus will have a filmed version of the original Broadway production of Hamilton on July 3rd, which is a whole year, almost a year and a half before it was supposed to be in theaters. Leslie Odom Jr. played what character that shot Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
That is correct. Yesterday was Top Gun Day. Who knew that there was a Top Gun Day? I hope that eventually we'll get to see the latest Top Gun movie. And that is a movie, by the way, I do not want straight to video. I want to see it in the theaters. What actor plays Maverick?
Tom Cruise.
What is the name of the singer whose real name is Abel Tesfaye? He's known for crazy hairstyles and dating Selena Gomez as well.
Oh, The Weeknd.
Yep. And finally, at just the age of 16, she is the most followed person on TikTok with over 52.5 million followers. She was also in Jimmy Fallon. What is her name?
I have no idea, but let me guess. Ashley.
No, Charlie.
She looks like a mix of Kendall and Kylie, actually. If Kendall and Kylie had a third sister, like a Jenner, that would be her.
She got to be beautiful then because those are two beautiful women.
She really is.
Like, she doesn't even come up with dances. It's more just people send her dances and hope to get famous and that she'll redo their dances. But all she does is dance. She's cute. Booker, you got 4 out of 5.
All right. Man. Well, there you go.
Hi, I'm Marie in South Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Thank you, Marie.
Good try.
Coming up next, we're bringing business back. It's so important to help out those locally owned and operated businesses get back on their feet. And that is exactly why Booker, Alex, and Sarah present Commercials on the Fly.
Yeah.
You tell us about your business. Give us about 3 minutes, and we'll put together a professionally recorded commercial. And we're going to talk to Allison from Cafe Medici, delicious coffee place right here in Austin, and help her put together a commercial so you'll come and get coffee there. That's all on the way next on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Twitter just announced that their employees can work from home forever. You know, we're living in crazy times because normally when you tell someone to work from home forever, it means you're fired.
So true.
Shake things up a little bit.
Let's go back to another day,
another time. Let's stop thinking about what's happening right now, okay? Just reminisce about the good old days.
You mean in March?
Yes.
Early March.
All right, here we go. What was the year that George Michael pleaded no contest in the Beverly Hills Municipal Court to committing a lewd act in a park restroom?
Oh, I remember that.
He was fined $810, given 80 hours of community service in order to undergo counseling. George Michael talking about it and cracking a joke, y'all.
Just want to tell my fans, who I feel to some degree, I have, apart from embarrassing myself, I've embarrassed them to some degree. And I just want to let them know that I'm okay, that I know a lot of them realize that I've had a very tough time over the last 5 or 6 years, and I want to let them know that this is not going to finish me off. This is really nothing compared to the bereavements I've had to deal with, some of the other stuff, even compared to the legal situations I've had to deal with. This is kind of, I was going to say a walk in the park, but I don't think that would work.
Oh my gosh. By the way, I've had to use the bathroom like Zilker, like on
yes.
Labor Lake. It was
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's like I couldn't wait to get out. Like I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I can't. Like I walked down and I said, oh my God, I can't believe I had to use that.
Yeah.
I could never in my life,
side
no
note,
matter how much I wanted it, hook up
you,
in a public park bathroom.
If you're thinking about, it's May 14th, this would be a great weekend to go out and commit a lewd act in a park restroom.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know that you must first make reservations.
Oh, okay.
Okay. They just announced
thanks
that
for the
if
heads
you
up.
Want to go
thank
to a park
you.
Here
thank,
in Austin,
thank you.
You need to make reservations.
Good knowing.
Same year, Frank Sinatra was laid to rest.
Yes, it was my
Blue Eyes. Sarah, this was very sad. The great Phil Hartman was shot and killed by his raving lunatic wife, who then killed herself. It's not funny at all.
I really didn't
but
know that.
Was. You didn't?
I knew he died.
Wow, me
but
too.
But I didn't know how.
Oh, I forgot. Wow. SNL Phil Hartman, huh?
Oh,
that's
well.
That's terrible.
Take a listen to this.
At 6:20 this morning, residents of this upscale Encino neighborhood called police to report gunshots coming from the Hartman's gated estate. Officers arrived to find a 9-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl by the front door, both obviously upset. As they were taking the children out of the house, officers heard a gunshot in the master bedroom. There they discovered comedian Phil Hartman dead. Authorities say it appears his wife, Bryn, shot him, then turned the gun on herself.
Mr. Hartman had been dead for a while. He did not die at the same time that Mrs. Hartman apparently killed herself.
So tragic, but what really hit me and just tore me up was when the police arrived, there were two small children in the front of the house, petrified.
Yeah, I could have done without that clip, man.
Oh. They're
I
still
hope
alive?
Funny.
That's
what, the
so
kids?
Sad.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah,
they're
the kids
okay.
are fine. Well, I mean, I don't know what's going on. I haven't gotten a Where Are They Now update, but.
But what's crazy is I didn't know that that's how Phil Hartman died. I thought mm-hmm. it was like, you know, heart attack or like
his
drug
wife killed him.
Me too.
Yeah.
I guess that's just how you think SNL players go out, drugs and alcohol.
Me too.
Okay. Cindy Crawford married her second husband in this year, Randy Gerber. Her first
this
husband
is an
was
old. What year was it? I know you warned us, but this got to be old.
All right. Who was Cindy Crawford first married to?
Oh,
Richard Gere?
Mm-hmm. They were married for 4 years. Cindy Crawford is a spokesperson for what furniture chain?
Oh,
Alex, don't you have it?
Yeah. Well, is she? Well, I either have her or Eva Longoria.
No, you have Sophia the Cinecoffer collection.
I do? Oh, yeah. I do!
Rooms to go.
Yes, there thank you. Go. How
I,
Sarah
I helped
know?
Alex.
Yeah, well, she helped me move.
I accepted a delivery at one point for him.
And on the back of the cushions, it says the Cindy Crawford collection.
So, how are we feeling right now? You said really old, but what year? What window are you looking at?
1990 to 1999.
Okay, so you're giving a whole decade.
Yeah, it's later. It's in. It's like 99 because the Michael, or not the Michael. Yeah, the George Michael thing.
George Michael, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Sarah, here you go. This might help you out. Sex and the City premiered on HBO. It ran for 6 seasons. Now, I got to tell you, I was a big fan of Sex and the City. I love the show. Love most of the movie, well, the first movie. And listening back and watching back to the very first ever episode, it was really cheesy.
Well,
wait, here's Carrie and Big.
I write a column called Sex and City. Right now I'm researching an article about women who have sex like men. You know, they have sex and then afterwards they feel nothing.
But you're not like that.
Well, aren't you?
Not a drop. Not even half a drop.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
I get it. You've never been in love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Suddenly, I felt the wind knocked out of me. I wanted to crawl under the covers and go right to sleep.
Oh, yeah?
So, the very first season of Sex and the City, they did this thing where the actors would turn and talk to the camera.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. And then they dropped it. And then it became awesome.
It's called Breaking the Fifth Wall, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
that is
terrible.
Called.
But, you
is
know,
it the fifth
sometimes
wall,
you got to start.
It's a fifth wall. Third wall. Breaking the third wall. Fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
Yes. I'm sorry. I was never good at math.
And Big was lying, right? Because he was never, like, really with her at all. He had other girlfriends, right? Like, he wasn't just with her.
No,
correct?
He's not lying. He's
They
he,
were in love
so
with
So he was
each
in
other.
Love, but he wasn't with her, though. Because I remember a couple times.
This is the very first
that
time
That was the first
they
episode,
met.
Yeah.
Oh.
Season 1, episode 1. All right, Alex Franco, I know you said 99.
I'm
Are you sticking
holding,
with that?
I'm holding 99
holding
as of
with
now.
99? Yeah. Do you want to lock that in?
No, because you have another clue,
Sarah,
I'm sure.
How you feeling?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I will give you one final clue, and that is the number one song of the radio on this day, May the 14th, and it was this cut.
I'm sorry.
I know you do.
It's so gross.
Well, you only figured out what it meant like
Wait,
a year ago.
What just...
What?
Did she say what she said?
Yes, it's
Are you
so
just
disgusting.
Now figuring this?
It is
Sarah
the most
literally
disgusting.
Learned the meaning behind this song
like,
months ago.
And it's not because I'm like horrified by what's, you know, the words. It's just gross. Like it's icky. Like it's just...
Oh my gosh, Mother
the
Teresa.
Word poke?
It is the... That's real life, y'all. Come on.
Dude, I cannot believe she said that.
I know.
You're just now getting it?
I've never heard the song where it started right there, and I just really guess don't pay attention. But dude,
that's the whole premise of the song. It's called Too Close.
But could you do that lyric in a song today?
Dance it kind of close. Feel a little coming through.
That's gross.
On you.
It's so gross.
I mean, it's just wow.
All right.
It's just way too graphic.
Well, it was a number one hit record.
Yeah, no, I don't feel yucky. I'm just shocked that I just learned it. Wow.
Gross.
I mean, hello.
But what's the name of the song and who sings
it? This just in. It's called Too Close from Next. It was a massive hit, and you guys have heard it for many years, and you're just now getting it.
Yeah, I've heard it at weddings, too, which is disgusting because I have family members dancing with each other.
Gross.
My uncle's poking through his pants to his wife.
Gross.
It's gross.
Well,
my
that's
dad,
probably not happening.
My dad slow dancing with my mom to this, and my mom feels a
Stop.
Poke. That's
Stop it
awful,
right now.
Dude. I'm never going to hear this song at a wedding again and feel the same. Oh, my God.
Here we go. You're making it hard for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I am blown away.
Okay, are you locking in 99,
I'm
Alex?
I'm staying at 99.
All right, he's locking in 99. Sarah, how you feeling?
I'll do 99 as well.
99 as well.
Sarah needs a bleach bath right now.
I mean, seriously, can I go take a shower?
George Michael pleaded no contest to committing a lewd act in a park restroom. It seems like there's a theme this week.
Right?
Completely unintentional.
No joke.
Frank Sinatra was laid to rest. Phil Hartman was shot and killed by his wife. Cindy Crawford married her second husband. Sex and the City premiered on HBO. And... Too Close for Next was the number one song of the radio, and it all happened in the year 1998.
Oh, dang. You should have done it.
You were too close.
I was.
You were too close.
I should have poked over to 98.
You should have. Feel a little bump, Alex.
Oh, man.
Waiting by the Phone is on the way next. We're hitting up the archives until we start dating again and get ghosted, which sounds delightful, actually, right now. Ashley and Thompson. Thompson had a great date, and why Ashley ghosted him is hilarious, and you're going to hear it coming up in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.